all about you. You got to tell me. Philadelphia, Philadelphia, are you ready? City of brotherly love, home of smoking Joe Frazier. Come on. It's about that time. FetLifeStation.com. Philly Fridays, baby. Come on.
The problem
is your man here says we're not properly dressed. Like, I'm only in green. You just want a couple of beers. That's it. We'll be on our way. I'm looking for trouble.
Candy, the door's locked. Oh, it's gonna be one of those tonight, y'all. Shout out to everybody tuning in tonight to FetLifeStation.com. You're here at FetLifeStation.com. It is approximately 2 minutes after the hour. Here in the city of Brooklyn, love. Operating right out of Philadelphia. Nice small little pop in Black Park area. As we shout out to the family in Europe and all throughout the nation, shout out to the Evans College. Oh, it's going to be a bomb burner tonight, y'all. Hope everybody is tucked in. Getting prepared for one of those cozy weekends. There's going to be a lot of rain on the East Coast. And due to remnants from one hurricane city. So, you know, rain on the weekend. Be a little wind. Y'all just make sure y'all stay ready so you don't ever get wet. Yeah? And wow, it's been a crazy week. But I want to talk about some things as a matter of fact. I want to play a clip for y'all so that you can see. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, my name is Professor Carl Tone Jones. Right out of Philadelphia. I'm glad you're locked in the office hours. I got a clip for y'all. I've been talking to a lot of young brothers lately, and they just don't seem to be up for the game. And I think we should be, you know, not just a game, but you know what I mean. I'm going to put together something clear. And I'll be right back. Stay tuned for Fet Life Station.
I just wanted to drop something that's become flashy things. in regards to this.
Okay. What happened?
Okay. How to deal with it. And it just came to me. Is women are taught from a very young age how to manipulate men. They taught people how to understand all their feminine charms. And they taught a long time ago how to plead to the ego of men and to appeal to his heartstring. And it's true because as men, we love these boundaries, specifically boundaries towards feelings. And the boundaries we develop towards feelings is such as there is a gate up. And this particular gate that's up does not allow, anybody to come past it. Doesn't allow anybody to come past it. However, one of the things that can get past the gate, can get past the drawbridge, is a woman. That's why, one third of men are in jail right now because of the effects of a woman. Be it his mother, be it his lover, be it his sister, someone. Obviously, they will be able to, I don't know how to do it or do whatever, they will be able to get past the gate around that man's heart. And that's why no one can do more damage to a man than a woman. We're not teaching our boys about this. We're not teaching our boys how to safeguard that particular spot. How to not have access to that particular spot until she is validated. So one of the things, the many things we have to deal with is the manipulation of a woman to get to that place, because that's when they have access to everything that man has to offer. We have to start teaching our boys how to see this, how to receive this, and how to protect themselves from chameleons who are masquerading as genuine, loving women. And one of the biggest ways we can do this is about teaching them about self-respect. Teaching them about self-respect is the key in terms of separating women. Teaching them that they need to operate in masculine respect. Respect buffers having self-respect. To disrespect them, don't allow disrespect of people that have access to them. By doing this, we will no longer teach them that language, because unfortunately, our boys are not growing up in households where men are teaching this. The men that stick around are typically, submissive to the women that are in those environments. So not only are they submissive to the women in those environments, they also follow all their virtues of being living in those lives. And therefore, at a very young age, the job is to serve and give, not lead and command respect. Therefore, basically, you can serve. They fit in my life. It's like, I need a lot of money. I just want to love. And need to be respected. And that happens in self-respect first. So when we have access to and we're treating people, we have to make sure that the self-respect is what we is the love we need. Because a woman can love on you and it'll feel like love because it's affectionate, love because it's sex. But to a man, respect means more than sex. Respect, self-respect, and respect to a man means more than that thing between a woman's legs. But to a man who has no self-respect, all he cares about is what's in a woman's legs.
And that's just part of the message. If you want more, just go to my Facebook page, Carl Tone Brown. All of my posts are open to the public. But it's a series. So I started a few series. One series I started was Fans Don't Like You, which basically points to the men who are settling for disrespecting their relationships, disrespecting coming from the women that they're dealing with. And it's basically just teaching them to have a little self-respect, raise their self-esteem, so that you don't feel like you're mistreated by somebody who doesn't love you. If you need to shower her with gifts, if you need to shower her with the life of leisure, bam, she is a life. There's no pressure, man. Because we're going to the show later on. About this particular pattern of behavior. Right? We're going to get into this in 1 second. And something happened recently that's going viral. That actually, I should have covered it last week, but you know, we run out of time. So, but we're going to cover it this week. And it's an interesting conversation that we're going to have. But first, I want to talk about some national scandals that don't necessarily involve black folks. And I'm talking about the indictments of one Hunter Biden. That's right. So over the last week or so, Hunter Biden, I mean, about 2 weeks ago, Hunter Biden was brought up on charges because I really didn't pay attention to
his background.
Something in this dude is like in his 20s, 30s, maybe early 30s. Yo, this dude is 55 years old. And it's like, whoa, that's a vibe.
Let me see, I wrote it down somewhere.
Let me see, where am I going to say? Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden is, he's like 57 years old. Finding cocaine in the White House, and everybody grandma knew who brought cocaine into the White House. Oh my God, they tried to clean it up. The whole the West Wing is very, it's heavily trafficked, and we have a lot of visitors to come in. What visitors going to come into the White House with cocaine? My God. Yo. Can you say
emotional damage?
I'm tickled watching that whole Hunter Biden thing go down, man. You know what, man? Because I pay attention to international politics, so that's one of the funniest things I've seen in a long time. But and we're going to talk about this because I think we need to pay attention to some things that have been happening that we need to like let go. Like this whole notion that black men can be treated and can be loved on. It's in this day and time, we really have to question whether or not that's really our reality. Because the way I see it, black men are really the only men that have to meet a certain rubric. You know what I'm saying? Black men have to come already made, already successful, already put together. And then the women, like black men have to be like this molded piece of traditional manhood, right? Which I don't have a problem with that aspect of it. But then at the finish line, we got to deal with a woman who's with a life full of regrets. So a lot of upheaval took place over this particular clip right here. I'm not going to play the whole clip, but I'm sure y'all familiar with the Tyler Perry interview that took place a few weeks ago. Actually took place last week. And the vitriol responses that he got from black women who are no longer interested in troubled up. Let's hear what Tyler has to say.
In our society right now, black women are making a lot more money for the most part than black men, right? There are a lot of black men who are successful, but for the most part, black women are making the money. So you...
Okay, so first and foremost, I'm going to call that BS out. Black women do not make more money than black men. Go to blackdemographics.com. Black men on the average make $5,000 a year more than black women. Well, so while it's not a whole lot, it's still more than black women. There's more black women who happen to be making, making money because there's more black women in the workforce. But there's also 2 million more black women than there are black men in the United States of America. So you have to take all those things into context. So when he's talking about something about a very select few women, like 4% of the black population, when he's having this conversation, if this is who he's speaking to, not you sisters that are working at Walmart or the cashiers at ShopRite. Not talking about y'all. Just want y'all to know. All right, it's the rest.
If you can find love, if that man works, you know, at whatever job, and is a good man, and is good to you, and honors the house and honors his wife and does what he can, because his gift may not be your gift.
Exactly.
That is okay. That's not somebody who's beneath you.
Yeah.
That's somebody who came to love you at your worth.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And as long as he's secure in himself to know that, yep, she makes most of the money, all I can pay is the light bill. As long as she's comfortable enough to say, I'm gonna cover the mortgage and all the other stuff, you take the light bill, baby, you can take me to dinner and every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
That is fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's so hard for a lot of people to take in because that means, no. I need somebody they need to make 5 times more and I got to have, well, don't keep your list, baby.
Yeah.
God bless you. Open heaven. Don't keep your list. When you talk about just someone to love you and support you, I know people who touch what they need.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, a lot of women, especially black women, and I get in trouble for this, but I will. In our society right now, black women are making a lot more money for the most part than black men.
All right, we're going to stop it right here. So, I really want to emphasize something with this particular interview. I'm not familiar with you, but I just really want to point out something. First and foremost, let's get this straight. Most women in America right now are trying to seek outcomes which they've never fully experienced. And this whole notion of I can be bad by myself, and then the very next man you meet has to be this high qualified this man has to be academically superior to you, this man has to be physically superior to you, this man has to be financially superior to you. And when I say physically superior to you, I'm talking about getting down in the bedroom. He has to check off all these boxes. Those are the things that actually make him a high value man. something that many of you were upset about with Kevin Sanders. So what does that high-value man get in return? Women that choose to create their own rules in terms of their own values. Let's dissect this a little bit. This whole notion that a man who can pay the light bill can knock one of these bills out for you. Consider the fact that many black women, 80% of black women who have children, have them out of wedlock. And another 80%. We're talking about the single mother ratio. 80% of those women share the same 20% of men. And the 20% of men that I'm talking about, five of these children, they're not the high value men. They're not the men who are walking around in high power, white collar jobs, the professors you see, because they are brothers who own their own businesses, but they're blue collar and they make a lot more money, have a lot more freedom and flexibility than these white collar dudes y'all like to see, because y'all like the aesthetics of being with that type of man. For some reason, that type of man, you know, speaks power to you, which is fine. It speaks to your effort. But the men that are getting that you get paid to, these men don't have to pay anything. All these men have to bring to the table is some bullshit. And those that maybe you really do want to co-create with. This is like that, you know, the movie Soul Food, right? But Neil Long's character, I forget the name of the movie. But her boyfriend's name was Left. I remember that. And she went to her former boyfriend. Right? To get him a job. And it's just, he wasn't a business owner, but he was like a real high-ranking, real high-ranking white-collar professional. And what I'm saying, Liv was fresh out of prison, and the brother was fine. And see, this is not a condemnation of brothers who got caught up, tangled up with the law. I understand. In a system of white supremacy that's built off of the enslavement of black men, I fully understand how a lot of brothers get tripped up out of all situations and circumstances. However, when that movie first started, me and Norm was getting our poop smoked in the bathroom while I left. And every night in the house, we were going on. So we knew his value to her. What made him desirable to her. So that type of psychological profile exists within our community. A lot of people like to say that men are visible. But we have a lot of women that are visible too. That man has to have a certain mistake in order to even have an opportunity to holler at his sister. And for those of you who say, no, then why is it that you ask a woman to give you the features of the man's desire? Why is it that he has to be 6 feet tall? Why does he have to have a six pack? Why does he have to have a foot long? That those aesthetics enough women to decide. And we see women that have all these lists. Tyler Perry still, they have all these lists and good lists with them. There's a lot of men that are actually waking up right now and identifying their marriage. And when you have a good man, right? And I'm only using celebrity because you can actually identify with a celebrity. Not that we live their lives, but you actually know what these people are. You have a couple like a Corey Hart, right? Who, by the admission of his former wife, Jay Bond, did nothing wrong, right? Did nothing wrong. Even had the sisterhood came to her. Right? Came for her. It was capable for it. Oh, he must have been abusive. You know how he's been all behind the scenes, right? Oh, she wanna leave him. Oh, he must be, you know, cheating on her. All these different things. Devon Franklin. When he broke up with Megan Good. Oh, he must forget. Because why would he leave Megan Good? And what have we seen so far from both of these women? We see who Megan Good ended up with there, but that brother was in a desperate situation. That brother was only dealing with white women until he got held up and almost got locked up for dealing with a white woman. And now, you don't get the sad, regrettable, cautionary tale that became Tia Myra. Remember when she broke up with her? The sisterhood was cheering her on. Remember? Oh, you go, girl. You're going to go out there. You're going to find yourself a real man. You're trying to find man to be taking care of that man. What a hardship is worth like $4 million. You ain't taking care of a man making $4 million. You can't be, that man can pull his weight at $4 million. Meanwhile, y'all out here having, you know, babies by niggas that sell weed. And I ain't talking about no kingpin. First of all, you really can't be a kingpin selling weed. That's like a goddamn day to day. That's a 9 to 5 when it comes to drug deals. And you got 2 babies by him, and you got to share him with his 4 other baby moms. Talking about y'all ain't gonna share high value, man. Y'all share motherfucker. I gotta watch my mouth because I know we're about to get that effing bag, but you know what I'm saying. Y'all swing for the curve. There was a brother, oh my god, I was just looking him up not too long ago. There was a freshman out of California, Berkeley. And when women saw his picture in the newspaper, they were literally sending him to money for his bond. This was a brother's. I'm going to get to that second. I'm going to have my time. But Tim Allen's out here, like, struggling. So, while Corey Hart is this loser, he's currently actually, like, in a movie and putting together a movie for Tyler Perry right now. A lot of people don't know that. He's actually in production right now, producing a movie with Tyler Perry. And if you really want to look at it, outside of Tia Myra's childhood thing, what the hell has she done? She hasn't been in any Blitz movies. This dude is actually a movie star. Not an A-list movie star yet, but he's getting it. And men have a different window when it comes to their value. Men increase its value. And from the age of 35 to 55 is when men truly start to blossom into the men that they want to become. Corey Hart is like 42, 43. And he's finally starting to win the blossom based on their biology. So a woman basically blossoms at the mid-20s. because that's when she's the most fertile. That's when she can produce some children. That's when her body picks up to attract viable men. But it also attracts a lot of other things. You're going to get to that in a second. I think we'll get to that in a second. Right? That wall that women in the 30 is real. The amount of attention you receive after that is real. And now Tim Myers all over the blogs and all over social media talking about how horrible her date experience was. When she just a year ago was bragging about graduating from being a man, you haven't heard a word before. All you see is his work. Even her children are embarrassed by stuff she puts out and the skimpy little clothes she wears for the body she never had. And it's been so true. So we got to talk about another thing. Because what's happening with women right now is y'all going to set yourself up for the ultimate journey where the only thing you're going to have access to the money that's been hanging in the DMs, the ones you've been putting your boots on, they're the only ones you're going to be able to get access to. And some women are going to die alone. See, men are designed to die alone. We can't die alone. Because I've always heard that men die alone. So, yeah, but men come to grips with that. Men can live in solitude. Like a man can live all week long going to his 9-to-5 job, coming home, get the newspaper, watch the news, watch the game, go to sleep. At the end of the week, that man's going to show up in his, you know, holding the wall, watering hole. He's going to have a few beers, maybe, you know, some fish, maybe some cognac. He's going to order his smothered turkey wings platter, or he's going to order his fish sandwich and some fries. He's going to enjoy that company of other men. Some women are looking for somebody to pick them up if they've fallen off the wagon. They might have a good time, might not have a good time, but it won't be for a long time. That man has a whole routine. And what's he saying? A woman is missing from that routine, but I'd say he was not missing from that routine. This is how I put a word called peace. Peace. And what you don't understand is a man, at the end of the day, he wants his respect, he wants peace. And ladies, y'all are a nuclear explosion to a man's peace in many occasions. That's why we just leave y'all the hell alone. You know, he goes to me, hell yeah. I'm going to go over that. You know, I think I'm going to do a show about that, you know, something to that nature about disruptors of peace and who becomes a force of nature. A young lady realized recently with me that I'm a force of nature. You deal with me, it changes your whole life. You got to be ready for that, right? That's another story. But ladies, y'all have, when y'all think that point, you need to come to Tim Myrie. And Tim Myrie probably broken with her husband because some dude, if she likes to be turned in. And her fantasizing about that experience with that man caused her to look at her life and not appreciate the peace and the stability that Corey Hardwick brought to her. And he tried to stay his marriage. Now there's no going back. And shout out to that brother. I think he's going to end up well. Everybody, Beyonce, mom, out here tripping. How her old ass going to find somebody new? You know, the women that do that never meet a man that's better than the man they left. And I'm going to tell you something else that a lot of people don't want to tell you. Ladies, the best qualifier for the man of your future is the one you gave children to in your past. Y'all don't even know how to handle the man that can come in and take care of that situation. I mean, look at the situation that occurred with Remy Ma and Papoose. I met Remy Ma maybe about 2005. Yeah, I think it was 2005. We had a group of students that I was in charge of as a learning community instructional leader for an alternative school here in Philadelphia. And we took them on a class trip. The class trip was to Harlem. And they were going to spend their time in Harlem, and then, you know, we end up the night at the Apollo Theater. So while we're in Harlem, we happen to go across the street to one of the department stores, and there was this sister that came from the store. Not bad, but she had a baseball cap on, regular life. Like, she just got up and came out the house to grab a few things. She was buying an air conditioner. And so my man was like, yo, that's Remy Ma. I'm like, man, I ain't no damn Remy Ma. Look totally different than the picture. But we walked up on it. And yeah, come to find out that we was Remy Ma. So the sister that was with us took some pictures, but she lost that shit. But we did take some pictures with Remy Ma. Listen, he was a sweetheart, respectful, very kind, with her time. Nothing bad say about that experience for Remy Ma. I have a lot of stories like that, by the way. And so, flash forward, 2000, whatever. Remy Ma is locked up. He's in jail. Gun charges. Remy Ma's out there, so. So Remy Ma had to do 6 years. At times, he's with Papu. Decides to marry her. Taking her child. Not his child, her child. And all these years later, proposing her love when she was going to visit her in prison every day, to the point when she told him to stop that he would go every other day. He made his whole life, his whole world around making sure Remy Ma was good. Children were good. This man's out here, one of the best freestyle lyricists, mixtape making rappers on the streets. You know, that's some streets. Brother that made a business, helped her start a battle rap business. And then it all comes out that she's sleeping with the help. Allegedly. So it came out recently in a rap battle. It's been going on Twitter for like 6 months, but it recently came out a rap battle between Geechee Gotti out of California and his brother by the name of Easy the Block Captain. Now, Easy the Block Captain is claiming Philly, but we don't know that dude. We don't know that dude. You keep it up and you stay in your fast. Not with the L. So apparently it came out that him, the Packers beat for now because of the alleged respect to his relationship. This is one of Remy Ma's artists. How can you celebrate black love when you see that a man who gave his all, sacrificed everything, put himself out there publicly, he's being smeared, humiliated for being a good dude. Being a good man. I'm having a hard time calling him a simp because he took on, he did that thing we call manhood. Now, possibly the sisters came out taking her son. I believe it was a son while she was in prison. But we was all on that back then. being a stepfather is nothing new in the black community. But the disrespect. And then we have this other story that came out, right? Where Gertrude Franklin, the mother of Kirk Franklin, apparently has been lying to her son for 54 years. For 54 years, she has been telling this man that his father, with his other brother, will not be named because we don't name the innocent, and identified him as a deadbeat father. Kirk Franklin, by the way, grew up and he had a terrible upbringing. He was abandoned by his mother at the age of 6. He had to live with an elderly woman who took him in but didn't really have the means to take care of him while his mother hit the streets. To find out that, you know, he had a man that allegedly was his father, Kirk Franklin gave that man so much grief that he had bad blood between him and that man as that man lay dying of cancer a few years ago. Kirk Franklin's lifestyle was totally corrupted and interrupted to the point where he struggled to even have a solid relationship with his own son. We all heard about that scandal that took place a few years ago when his son secretly recorded a shouting match between himself and Kirk Franklin. Coming out the closet, letting his father know that he was a bisexual. So we now find out there was a ceremony or something, and one of Kirk Franklin's, one of his entourage, a member of his entourage, I believe, had seen a gentleman who lived in the same neighborhood that Kirk Franklin grew up in. And he had stated that he was dating Kirk Franklin's mother around the time that she had conceived Kirk Franklin. So in the process, they started adding all these things up to their own investigation. They decided to go do a DNA test. Comes out with the DNA test says that Richard Huffman was a 99.99999% DNA match to be in Kirk Franklin's father. When Kirk Franklin got this news, of course, he was traumatized because he had given the business to the man who was dying of cancer for being a deadbeat dad. How many black men are labeled deadbeat dads? And now recently we found out that at least 30%, possibly higher, of black men who are in the lives of these children that they believe that they fathered are raising another man's child. Paternity fraud. And see, that's why they say mom is gay, pop is made. So Kirk Franklin drinks this to his mother. And his mother's raggedy ass sister is an abusive woman, this masculine woman. It's all his insult. Kirk Franklin, as he confronts his mother, he needs her to sign the disclosure so that they can actually feel what's about to happen. When the mother found out, she said she doesn't believe that she's going to trust her, and they take her to the test, and just came back positive again. Kirk Franklin and then, you know, Mr. Huffman, believe to, you know, they get hugs, they would beat each other's lives. It was a great reunion, but the relationship with his mother's name, and to this day, she still is denying that Kirk Franklin's father is the husband. So, two things came out of this. Kirk Franklin's son is so they can hear this kid's parents talk to him for 2 years. He made a man to his son, at Rose, who was 2 or 7 years old. The new grandfather came to the picture, and they were freed as men to build off the positive relationship between the two families. This seemingly beautiful talent that was displayed by her mother, that was displayed by her mom. Catholic women who were given their name because they're not related to celebrities, and they're not celebrities and stuff. The skin of the head has been taken first. And I'm a black national. Better be a black national. I believe that if you want to fix the problem of the black community, you need to create a family. But you need to be a family family of the family of life. So we begin at every aspect. So, the one thing that I've been investigating for no reason was the behavior and the thought that came from the behavior of black women. And instead of saying, hey, you're right, we have a lot we need to fix. All we get is reason why the black man's fault that black women are in particular in. All we get is black men who hate different. All we get is black men who don't go after black men like we get your own woman. We get a whole lot of expectations, but we had a big one in 1995. I know I was there. All the ladies were asked to stay on our responsibility for the conditions of the black community and figure out ways to work together. As I watched black run up to each other, told strangers. And embrace them on Washington Mall. And even then, we saw our sisters streaming in from our room. All this for a couple. These are the black men. Learn of these responsible six and black men. They step aside to allow black women to take the mistake. That's what it means to the history for society. It means the bottom line, the bottom word, the current stop here, is with the win. But they have to ask themselves, this is the condition of the community. If you believe this in a time, you should give us all some responsibility in terms of how the community got to where it is. I mean, yes, black community is going to teach to day one. And league and partnership with these dirty people. Look up there. Those who are in America, so they can't be in place. And then betrayed by the American record. But became civilized violence. So that's 600 years. Black people have been in this. And if you want to take that approach, I'm fine with that. If you want to assess the land of who's been around, you can move them in a bit. The 26th century is just for sure. Yes. Truth is good enough. So we think so he's I'm gonna be a fascinating now that's in the fact. church. The white man participating makes you better than the man. Your only chance of surviving in this world is other nations. You know, I'm trying to say something to you. You know, and he said, Brother Carl, he's like about 4 years, bro. 4 years. He said, the only thing paid me is the lady that the head is a lot of money. And the fact that this world, black men, is not dead. We need to know those secrets. It's like the one we just displayed for Kurt Franklin's mother. He laid the one we just displayed for Remy Bob. No, women are saying, when people come to her, she used to die. She is not cheating her. You know, since she lost her weight, this whole attitude is going to come and say, there's no evidence for that. This woman can come out and say that. This woman can come out and say that. And I'm with you. So, I'm saying, our situation under control. But we need accountability and solve the problem. Because then the problem is that way more options out here. And when we gotta act like that, I don't give a damn, but when we gotta talk about it, I don't want to be out there. But I am looking up the cannabis. And all these places that offer softer landing, and these are black women that you find. So you can't use the excuse that you don't want black women, because before, I don't want black women. But if these women are happy, I'm gonna place you to them. You gotta eat. When you're in South America, you don't find black women in Africa. And finally, we don't have to match up the improvement for the masculine frame. These women come out the most part wanting to be a healthy. Black women want them to be the healthy. But then y'all want to be the shit and the mind.
Because the second we tell you something, the first
tell you how much titty eater I have. How much titty eater in Texas. There are times I walk into a room. It's on the predatory nature of a college group. Because I was there. Y'all don't pay attention to that stuff. Y'all want to go out to the club. Y'all want to go to a party. All y'all do is go home here. When we walk into the room, go to the booth, understand the assignment. You look at all four corners of the room. How many things is this? One way in, one way out. Oh, who goes out there and has a good time? It is. Those dudes that was outside that car, this is allowing me. Why are they out there not again? Y'all don't even know you're being protected. And a cat woman is always protected by strength. A woman represents as being faithful to her man, being cooperative to her man, they are absolutely submissive. I'm going to say,
emotional damage.
So what that said?
Emotional damage.
So what that said? I want to take it home tonight, girl. As always, feel free to join the chat. Tell me what's on your mind. What that said? Warm peace, family. Because if you want peace, you gotta be willing to wage war. With that, I'm going. Let's take us home, brother.